Michigan union workers hail Donald Trump's auto tariffs, "We can't thank you enough." By John Binder on April 2, 2025. Michigan union workers are hailing President Donald Trump's tariffs on foreign-made cars, telling a crowd in the Rose Garden on Wednesday evening that the president's economic nationalist agenda will revitalize communities gutted from decades of free trade policies. During the speech, Trump brought up a man named Brian, a leader in the United Auto Workers, UAW, who said the 25% tariffs on all foreign-made cars will drive an economic boom in areas like Macomb County, Michigan, and save American industry. "I grew up just north of Detroit, Michigan, in Macomb County, known as the home of the Reagan Democrats. My first vote for president was for Ronald Reagan," Brian said. "I thought that was going to be the best president I ever saw in my lifetime until Donald J. Trump came along. I have watched my entire life, I have watched plant after plant after plant in Detroit and in the Metro Detroit area close," Brian continued. "There are now plants sitting idle, there are now plants that are underutilized. And Donald Trump's policies are going to bring products back into those underutilized plants. There's going to be new investment, there's going to be new plants built," emphasis added. "And the UAW members, and I brought 20 of them with me. They're sitting right over here. We support Donald Trump's policies on tariffs 100%. So, Mr. President, we can't thank you enough. In 6 months to a year, we're going to see the benefits. I can't wait to see what's happening 3 to 4 years down the road. Thank you, Mr. President," emphasis added. Last week, UAW President Sean Fain, who campaigned for former President Joe Biden, thanked Trump for the auto tariffs that he said will help end the free trade disaster that has devastated working-class communities for decades. "Ending the race to the bottom in the auto industry starts with fixing our broken trade deals. And the Trump administration has made history with today's actions," Fain said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.